Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Thursday, the 7th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. So yesterday we spoke about how the pushback in Fed rate cut expectations has led to a backup in the news. And U.S. economic activity indicators have remained resilient, and that's the main reason of the backup. And the U.S. economy is especially strong versus the non-U.S. regions. So this has led to strength in the U.S. dollar. But it does not alter a view that a U.S. dollar downtrend is likely to resume over 6 to 12 months, with U.S. bond yields likely capped by the prospects of slowing growth. Now, major currency pairs are likely to consolidate over the next 3 months as an increasingly intense debate over the timing of the first likely central bank rate cuts develops, leading to more range-bound interest rate differentials. The Bank of Japan is the one that stands out against this backdrop as it is likely on a different rate path, and we continue to expect policy tightening for the BOJ this year, especially if wage growth proves to be robust. So now let us dig deeper into the key central bank policies. Now in Europe, ECB President Lagarde is offering little sign that the central bank was considering rate cuts while wage growth is recovering. But other euro area data has largely been underperforming expectations lately. So on balance, we see the euro dollar at 1.06 over the next 3 months. Now, in the longer term, we see room for upside as the greenback softens. So currently, the market expects the implied policy rate spread between the ECB and the Fed to narrow later this year. So we expect the pair to rise to 1.12 over 6 to 12 months. Our expectations of a declining 10-year U.S. government bond yield, tightening BOJ policy, and intervention concerns mean that we expect the dollar-yen to continue to push lower as yield differentials turn increasingly supportive of the yen. However, near-term U.S. dollar resilience could limit weakness in the short term, and dollar-yen is likely to move to 145 over the next 3 months and push towards 135 over the next 6 to 12 months. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.